Chapter 16, Reuben. Arlene had fixed chicken fajitas, Trevor's favorite, to honor the special occasion. Reuben ate too many, the way he had that first night in this house. The same house felt warmer now. She had her hair done up, and she was wearing the ring on her left hand. But if Trevor had noticed, he'd fail to comment. Reuben figured he hadn't noticed. It wasn't like Trevor to fail to comment. "Want me to clear the table, Mom?" Trevor said at last, breaking the quiet. "In a minute, honey. Reuben and I have something we want to tell you." "Okay, what?" "I think Reuben wants to tell you." "Okay, what?" "Trevor, your mother and I have made a big decision, one that affects you." "Okay, what?" "We've decided to be engaged."
"Engaged? Like to be married?"
"That's right." Reuben glanced over at Arlene, still holding her fork tightly, her eyes closed as if the words might hurt.
"Yes!"
Trevor shouted, startling Arlene's eyes open.
"Yes! I knew it! I told you! This is so completely cool!"
He jumped up from the table and launched into a little dance, which Arlene said made him look just like Deion Sanders. Reuben said, "Who's Deion Sanders?" He looked up to see both Arlene and Trevor staring with their mouths open.
"Who's Deion Sanders?"
Trevor asked, a study in astonishment.
"You're kidding, right?"
Arlene rose to collect the dinner dishes, obviously more comfortable now that the tension had been broken. "Trevor, honey, not everybody follows football."
"Even so, Deion Sanders?"
He sat back down, elbows on the table. "Don't you ever watch football, Reuben?"
"Hey, I just thought of something. Can I call you Dad now? Am I supposed to call you Dad?"
Reuben felt a little warm spot grow behind his ribs, a place that for so long had known only pain. "That would be fine, Trevor, if you're comfortable with that, and if your mother is." Arlene looked at them both and nodded. "So, this Deion Sanders, does he play football for the 49ers? Trevor rolled his eyes.
"Boy, we got a lot of work to do on you."
"I thought Trevor was a 49ers fan," Reuben said when she came back from tucking Trevor into bed.
"He is. But Deion Sanders plays for Atlanta, so he's sort of an Atlanta fan, too. When Atlanta plays San Francisco, he just can't handle it. He gets so upset, he can't even watch."
"I love you, Arlene." The words seemed to reverberate in a suddenly empty room. Reuben wondered who was more amazed to hear them.
"We're going to make a great family," she said. "After a time, he sure loves you."
And then it dawned on Reuben, a thought he'd never had before. It was a sweet thought, but at the same time, it stung somehow. He'd never quite known, or let himself know, how much he'd been missing by sealing himself so completely away from others.
"I should go kiss him goodnight. Yeah, I think he'd like that."
"Yeah, I think we both would." From the chin down, Trevor lay covered in a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle bedspread. The light from the street lamp showed the left side of the boy's face in a soft glow.
"Hey," Reuben said, and sat down on the edge of his bed.
"Hey," and then a pleasant afterthought. "Dad." A smile broke on Trevor's face and came all the way out of hiding.
"Doesn't that sound cool?"
Reuben felt the contagion of a smile sneak onto his own face.
"Very cool."
They sat quietly for a minute.
"You know what? This means something went right with my project after all."
"I was thinking about that, about paying it forward. I was wondering how I'm gonna do that."
"How do you do that, Trevor?"
"What do you mean? It's not a how, exactly. You just do."
"How do you think of things to do for people? I'm afraid I don't have your imagination."
"You don't think it up with imagination. You just look around until you see somebody who needs something."
"That sounds easy.
Everybody needs something. How far would you have to look?"
"It is easy. If you're a child, Reuben thought. Good night, Trevor.
Night, Dad. Is Mom happy?
I think so. I think we both are.
From those who knew Trevor speak.
Actually, I think she was scared to death. But isn't everybody at a time like that faced with such a big decision? I was scared to death too, but I had every intention of going through with it. But there was also, to complicate things for her. His name came up here and there, which seemed normal to me. I still expected it would work out until that day, October 19th, 1992. It's one of those dates you don't forget. In fact, you don't forget anything about it. You remember the jingle that was playing on the television. You remember the thought that was spinning around in your head a split second before, and when everything was still in order. It's trite to say, but your life divides up into before and after, and you don't have trouble placing things in time anymore. You can almost date them, something like BC and AD. I guess it sounds like I'm wasting a lot of time feeling sorry for myself. I won't lie. I haven't completely let go of it. In some ways, I have. Not always. I'm probably being too sensitive. Maybe other people's wounds heal in a reasonable space of time. No, I take that back. They don't.